You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Welcome to the King of All Kings podcast.
J.J. Street Vibes.
Street Vibes.
Hosted by Kenny Caraway and Jason Jones.
J Street Vibes live. You are looking live. I always say that, man. I say you can't address that, man. That's your boy. That's your boy, Brent Musburger.
I was referencing Eric B. and Rakim. I'm about sports. I don't know about Brent Musburger.
That's your boy, man. That's your, you know, your play-by-play guy.
I don't listen to him usually, so. I referenced Rakim. I was talking about Rakim.
Well, I ain't mad at that. You got the J Street Vibes live show. Jason Jones of The Athletic. Kenny Caraway of ESPN 1320 coming to you live after a Kings loss to the Milwaukee Bucks, 133-124. We'll get into just kind of looking back at this game and some of the particulars. First and foremost, Jason, I thought it was a hell of a game, man. I thought it was a great game. Two really good teams. The Bucks are phenomenal. Giannis, I don't know what you do with that dude, man. 46 points, 12 rebounds, 4 assists. I don't know what you do with Giannis. I'll start off here, Jason. I seen Embiid, you know, as far as just like with the Kings and stuff like that. Seen Embiid, seen Jokic. Giannis is the best player in the world. That dude is unbelievable.
Yeah, especially when you don't put a body in front of him all night. I mean,
they had a body. He just kept going through him and jumping over him.
Well, see, that's the thing about the way they play defense, that when you get the really, really good players, because when I measure the Kings, I measure them against teams like this. I don't care if they beat the Suns without KD. I don't care if they beat a depleted Grizzlies team. Here's what you're getting measured by. And when you play you want to be amongst the elite, this is what, you know, they're going to take it. They're going to see a 50 ball or two in the playoffs. They play defense like that. And I know I'm the one everyone says, oh, you know, well, they defend in the last 5 minutes. You let a guy get rolling like that, they don't care about you. The best of the best don't give a damn about your defense. When you let them get rolling like that,
I'll push back. That we're not doing that tonight, Jason.
Since yes, we are. Kumpo. Yes, we are.
He put up 54 on the Clippers. Are they unserious? He put up 35 on Miami. He put up another 38 on the Lakers. He put up 36 on Boston.
I ain't talking about.
Are those unserious teams?
I didn't say they were I ain't talking about the mother. I'm talking about tonight. What I saw tonight.
He does that against everybody. He's got like 11, 40, and 10 games this year. He does it against everybody.
Okay, so yeah, letting the guy get damn near 50 is okay because he does it.
I'm not saying it's okay. I'm saying clearly, there are times this year when he's going to get whatever he wants. And tonight was one of them nights.
Okay. I mean, like I said, I'm just to get off your lawn, man, because I can't get with that. I can't get with giving up 133 points.
They do it on the regular. They usually score them.
It happens. When you talk about being serious in heading toward the postseason, if you cool with that, okay.
I'm just telling you what it is, what typically happens. That happens. That's the NBA.
If you cool with 80 points in the second half.
It's the NBA. It happens.
80 points in the second half happens.
Absolutely. The Kings put up 100 and a half into overtimes. Yes, it happens.
80.
Yes.
On the regular.
100. They put up 100 and a half into overtimes.
On the regular. That don't have 80 points and a half ain't on the regular.
Are the Kings give up 80 on the regular? And a half? No. It happened tonight because they're playing probably the best team in basketball, and they lit them up. They lit them up. Ain't nothing against that. It happens. In a seven-game series, if that happens four times, you'll go home. The it job is to make sure it won't happen. It ain't happened four times since the All-Star break. It ain't happened four. But now they go.
You ain't playing the best teams over again every night.
So we going to play the best team every playoff series?
You won't be. You'll see much better.
You only going to see this team in the finals. They didn't play everybody else in the West except for Denver. They didn't play the Clippers. They didn't play the damn Suns. They didn't play all these teams.
Okay, I'm just going to stop and say it's okay to give up 80 points in a
half. I'm not saying it's okay to give up 80 points. I'm just telling you.
It's okay to give up 130-some points. You know, it's okay. It's okay.
I'm just telling you what happens.
Okay. and I know you haven't, you know, really experienced the playoff basketball thing in about 20 years. I'm telling you, it ain't gonna go this easy in about a month.
What? How easy? How easy?
You think you're going to – I don't say.
Talk to me. Talk to us. How easy? J Street Vibes here. We live. Jason Jones, Kenny Caraway. Talk to me.
What I'm saying is this. When you get to the postseason, uh-huh. You got to see a Luka Doncic four, five, six, seven times.
Uh-huh.
You got to see a Kyrie. You got to see a, I don't know, Anthony Edwards. You got to see these guys repeatedly.
Mm-hmm.
You going to keep up giving up 40, 45 points to those guys?
I doubt it. They didn't play them three, four times already. They're not averaging 40 on the season. So I doubt that's what's what happened.
Okay, you got more
faith. And look here. Let's be perfectly clear. Yeah, them dudes can get hot. They score whatever. They're not Giannis Antetokounmpo. Simple as that.
They can make them look like that.
They're not him. They're not him. They're good. That's the best player in the world. They're not him.
They can make him look like that.
No, they haven't done it this year. They haven't done it. For all that they don't play defense and all this other stuff, they ain't made nobody look like that all year. They didn't play these guys. They didn't. Who doing that on the regular against the Kings this year?
Devin Booker don't give him no work.
What did he do on Saturday?
That's one game.
What did he do the time before?
What
did he do the time before? What did he have, like 30-something? And on top of that, he's Devin Booker. He a good ball player.
That's who you're going to see in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's fine.
See guys like that.
And that's fine. And those dudes will do that regardless. They do it regardless. Phoenix wasn't serious when they played him in the NBA Finals. When Giannis put up 50, Phoenix didn't play no defense, huh? That's what happened. You just don't play no defense.
I'm just saying,
every time Giannis don't score 40 or 50, it's because the team don't play no defense ever. That's what it is.
No, that's not what I'm saying. You as a team have a propensity to allow guys to do that.
Who else doing that? Booker ain't put up 46.
Okay. Who put up 40?
Against the Kings?
Yeah.
Off the top of my head, Kawhi. I don't think Luka did it. I don't think Kyrie did it.
Okay, now we're playing some – okay, was it 40? Was it 38? Was it 36? Whatever. The point is – this team scored 80 points and a half, shot well over 50%.
They were cooking. And Middleton had 30-something. The Bucks were cooking. The Bucks were absolutely cooking.
And you don't see any correlation between the Kings' defense and guys cooking?
I don't think the Kings are a very good defensive team.
And that's my point. That's my only point.
But nobody – so the Bucks give up 124. I guess are they not a good defensive team?
They won by nine.
And are they not a good defensive team?
They're a good defensive
team. They played what the way the Kings typically played all year long.
Mm-hmm.
Fox had almost 30. Sabonis had a triple-double. They couldn't stop Herter to save their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Are the Bucks not a good defensive team?
They didn't give up 80 in the second half.
They gave up 124. Is that 129 or something like that? Is that good?
No, it's not good. But you can do that. You can get away with that when you're getting 133. You're getting 80 and a half.
Yeah, they ain't always, and that's the whole point. They ain't always getting 133. Not the Bucks. I'm talking about the teams that play the Kings. And this is the exception, not the rule.
Okay.
And put up 133 and average 133 for a series.
Against the Kings, you can.
Okay. The league ain't averaging that this year. They ain't averaging 133. They ain't averaging 133 against the Kings.
Okay.
They ain't averaging that.
Okay.
So do it for a whole series.
Okay. Somebody will.
Okay. Somebody will. Look, they're gonna do it in the Western Conference Finals, and it's gonna be like, I told you, after they'd already won two series. I told you, eventually, like, yeah, probably eventually they're not going to win a championship with this type of defense. Probably. We're in agreement with that. To mean, like, you just can't beat nobody in the playoffs? Please. Wait, who going to stop them?
Okay.
Who going to stop them? Dallas going to stop them?
Dallas going to stop nobody.
Okay, so they might play them. Minnesota going to stop them?
Minnesota got a better chance than Dallas do.
Is Minnesota going to stop?
You say stop is relative. When you say stop,
they going to keep the Kings. They going to keep the Kings from averaging 130 themselves.
I think Minnesota could.
We'll see. Then the Warriors on all their road games, they going to stop somebody?
Probably not.
Absolutely not.
But the Warriors can get. You don't think Steph and Klay can get 40 each?
Yeah, absolutely. Get 40 each. That's 80 points.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? Jordan Poole going to have to step up. He might.
They could go 20-20. They could go 30-30-30 for all I know.
And they might. They might. They can give up 30-30-32. So, like, here's the whole point of all of this. You're talking about the Milwaukee Bucks. To me, there's one Milwaukee Bucks in this league. There's one. All right? There's one. It's not that's what happens in the playoffs with all these guys. There's one that's Milwaukee Bucks. And you know what, Jason? If they get their ass lit up in the NBA Finals by the Milwaukee Bucks because they don't play no defense, I tip my hat.
And we got a long way to go to worry about that.
But that's all I'm saying, and that's my point. There's one.
I'm not measuring them against Phoenix without Kate. I'm measuring them against the best of the best.
There's one Milwaukee Bucks. Phoenix ain't Milwaukee.
Exactly. And you was like, what about Phoenix? That ain't Milwaukee.
Yeah, my point is you ain't playing a Milwaukee till you get to the NBA Finals. And you talking about that's what's going to happen in the playoffs. You're not playing a Milwaukee. There's one Milwaukee. Maybe there's a Boston. And that's it. Nobody else defends like that. Nobody else has the combination of scoring and defending like that. Nobody else. It's them and Boston, and that's it.
Okay.
Maybe the Clippers. But you don't take the Clippers serious. Giannis put 50-something, 40-something on their head. You don't take them serious. He put 54 on their head.
Okay.
You don't take them. You take the Clippers serious?
I got to see them actually stick together for a while. I got to see how they hold up health-wise. For me, it's not about are they going to play the Bucks or not. My thing, it's about what do you do against the best of the best. You a two seed right now.
You lost against the very best. That's why you're not a championship team. The Bucks are a championship team. Can you win in the playoffs? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, so maybe people stop hitting me with can they win a championship? Because whenever I say they're not a championship team, I get all you hating. I'm like, you see a championship team right now?
I find it hard to believe they can win a championship with, to your point, the defense or the lack thereof that they play. Can they get to the Western Conference Finals? This Western Conference where nobody plays defense? Absolutely.
Yeah, depending on who you draw, yeah.
Absolutely they could get there.
We'll see.
We will see. My
point is just that I don't hold them to at least they're in the playoff standard. I want to see you're the two seed. To me, if you were two seed, you must be playing for a chip.
Yeah, play for the chip.
And if you want to play
Western Conference Finals, they can get to the NBA Finals.
And if you want to play for the chip, I'd like to see you not give up 80 points and a half.
Okay, they gave up 80 points and a half tonight. They didn't
It ain't like this is an anomaly. Like it can't happen again.
Then they've scored 100 and a half. They could do that too.
Yeah, they can do that. They can also give up 100.
But they can score 100. I want to see somebody else score 100 and a half and two overtime.
Playing against them, they will.
It hadn't happened.
Okay.
It hasn't happened.
Okay.
That's all we can go off of. We can talk about what they could do all day. It hadn't happened.
Yeah, this is not a ring the alarm moment for me. This ain't an oh my God moment. I mean, this is who they are.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And I'm just saying, I don't measure them by beating. I'm like, okay, where are you? I look at this game more than I look at any of the previous games.
This is what it sounds like. This is what it sounds like. It finally happened one time. And it's like, I told you so.
What finally happened one time?
They finally lost by not playing good enough defense.
Finally, they've lost a bunch of games by not playing good enough defense.
I'm talking about when they were up against a championship caliber squad.
They've lost a bunch of games by not playing defense. What do you mean? And like you said, there's only one Milwaukee Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
And they've lost some games to the non-Milwaukee Bucks by not playing defense.
So, okay. Well, this is what I mean. So that's just what happens in the NBA. Just they always win. Milwaukee, they lost two games to the Spurs, bro. Like, you're going to lose games. You're going to have nights where you don't play defense.
Well, they have more nights than not where they don't play defense.
And this is what I didn't want, and I know what's going to happen. I know what's going to happen tomorrow on the show. I know what's going to happen here. Overreacting to this loss.
I'm not overreacting.
It's a loss. They lost the game.
I'm not overreacting.
Milwaukee is some big-time shots. They got the best player in the world, and they came out with a win. They lost the game. It happened.
I'm overreacting. I'm just saying giving up 80 points and a half ain't good.
I'm not saying it is good.
I'm not overreacting. I'm saying
that happens. I'm saying that happens.
I wouldn't say 80 and a half just happens.
It happened.
Because it wasn't so
let me ask you this. If they would have gave up 70 and a half, would that have been better? Or 73? Would that have been better? Because it's not 80?
It would have been better than 80, but it's still bad.
It is what it is. That happens all the time. You watch the league all the time, people giving up 70 and a half. Like, that happens partly because don't nobody play defense except for like the Bucks and the Celtics sometimes. That's it. Nobody defends. Why do you think we get 40? I think I saw somewhere like, what's his name, Murphy from the Pelicans, have 40 the other night. They said I was like the 52nd person this year that scored 40.
Yeah, nobody's defending. A lot of guys score. Yeah, I'm not denying.
Nobody's defending out here.
But some people are not defending more than others.
So if you got the team with the best offense in the game and nobody's defending, who you think gonna win?
The team with the better defense.
Nobody's defending. I just told you that. Nobody's defending.
Y'all also tell me, ignore their numbers. They're like the best defensive team with 4 minutes and 18 seconds to go in a game. No, it matters.
Does that matter? Does that matter? That they in the fourth quarter, they got like a top 10 defense.
It matters. But it also matters what you give up in the first three, because there are going to be nights like this where that – they ain't going to let you get your little fourth quarter defense off.
Absolutely, there's going to be nights like that.
And like I said, when you're playing against an elite player, you're going to have nights where it ain't going to work.
Absolutely. I agree with you. I'm not disagreeing with
that's
you.
That's my only point. I wouldn't turn this into a ringing alarm. I mean, this is who they are. This is who they are. They're going to give up some big nights.
Absolutely.
And I'm saying, as I look toward April, and you know, if you're the Kings, hopefully May, how many big nights can you afford to give up and just say, well, it's because he's good?
Now, hey, to your point, I want to see it happen.
I see too many
8 of the last 10 against these playoff teams that was supposed to ramp it up after the All-Star break. I want to see it happen more than 8 of the last. They would have already won a series if that's the case. They would have won two series at that point.
Unfortunately, wait for these people
to ramp up every night.
Unfortunately for them, they don't get to play a series where they get to play eight different teams or whatever. The series is against one team. It ain't against Phoenix over here, then Utah over here. Then we get to drop, I don't know, Detroit in here. And it ain't like, oh, work like that.
They didn't play. They didn't play all these playoff teams that everybody said was going to ramp up once the break came through, and they didn't beat them.
I haven't gone through and looked at all their schedule. I wasn't prepared to go through.
I'll tell you, it's the Clippers twice. It was the Knicks. It was the Suns, and now the Bucks.
Okay.
They solid. And what I say is, to your point, I think we agree on this one. This is the Sacramento Kings. This is how they play, and sometimes it's gonna get you. Mm-hmm. Now, mind you, the Bucks had to hit all those shots. The Bucks hit their shots. They mm-hmm. hit their shots. Javon Carter. There was situations where the defense was as good as it gets, and the Bucks knocked down the shot. You tip your hat. That's the NBA.
Okay.
Javon Carter with Fox flying out at you again. Make that, you know, for four straight nights. And if you do, you tip your hat. Yeah. Chris Middleton, if you get an average 31 against the Kings, they're going to have to play better defense. I want to see you average 31.
He can average 31. A guy like that could average 31 on them.
He could. He might.
They're not going to play in the finals, so we ain't got to worry about that.
Oh.
I mean, so.
Are we playing the Celtics?
Who is we? Yeah. You've been smoking something from that beam. That beam that got you jacked up. We can't put this team in the finals. We're putting this team in the finals.
they can't get to the finals. Who going to beat them?
I ain't going to say they can't. But what I'm saying is
they can't get to the finals.
What?
You just said they can't get to the finals.
I'm saying they won't. The way they play defense, they can't. Okay, I'll clarify. The way they play defense, they can't get to the finals.
Who gonna beat them? Better defense.
Denver will beat them.
Denver will beat them. Denver that and they just lose to the Bulls at home.
So?
Then they just give up one.
Teams lose games sometimes.
I thought they played great defense. Then they just give up 120 something to the Nets at home.
Okay.
They play defense though, right?
The question was who could beat them. I said Denver could beat the Kings in a series.
Why could Denver beat them?
Because they
play defense.
Because they can beat them. Because they're a better team.
And the Kings can beat them. The Kings can beat them.
That's all. Kings ain't beating them four times.
Oh, okay. Okay. Maybe not. We'll see. We talk about what Phoenix can do and KD out there. KD got to stay on the court.
Agreed. That's why I said a healthy Phoenix. A healthy
anybody's good, but if you can't stay on the court, a healthy KD, he might have more than two chips right now, but he ain't been able to stay healthy.
Yeah.
So we're gonna ask him to stay healthy for another 2 months. I hope he does because I love seeing him play. But he couldn't stay healthy through warm-ups the other day.
Oh, that's cold blooded, man.
It is what it is. I hope he can stay healthy for 2 months because I love seeing him play.
Yeah, me too. I'm just saying, like I said, all I'm saying is that I don't think I'm crazy to say that their defense can be a concern in a 7-game series against the best of the best players, because the best of the best will eat this up, and then you don't want a guy averaging 40 something in a series. I think it can happen.
Okay.